This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, good people? I see some of my good people in the chat. Let's see. Am I even hooked up right? I don't even know if I'm hooked up right. Audio is coming out of my headphones. Testing. Wrecked. Can you hear me? All right. We're in there. Big fan Breezy. What up? Been waiting. What up? I know you guys been waiting a month. This is the last episode of the season. Nets fans, you know. Let's see what the Twitter activity is looking like. I really don't even care to retweet this. This is just to close this down and put a period at the end of the sentence, bro. The end. All right. 12 people watching on YouTube. Let's hit the intro and we'll start the show. Talking Nets 234. I think I titled this NETS. Now in the season and the show. I wrote on Twitter that like the last three seasons, I said, this could be the last episode. This could be the last episode ever. This could be the last Talking Nets episode. What I'll say is I feel like that is actually a factual statement this time. In the past, I'm like, it was just up in the air. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the team. We'll talk about the franchise. We'll talk about what has gone on at the end of the year and what potentially we'll go on in the offseason. And then we'll talk about Talking Nets, the brand, the podcast, myself, Alex, and the future of this pod that we literally do for the fans on Twitter, the Nets fans on YouTube that are actually Nets fans and not fans of another team, but want a place where they can pull up and talk about their squad. So without further ado, Talking Nets 234, third year in a row saying this might be the last one ever. Let's hit it.
We're doing that Brooklyn Nets talk right here on Talking Nets. Brooklyn, we go hard. We go hard. Talking Nets. Hosted by Keith McPherson.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, sir. Welkome back to Talking Nets. Episode 2, 3, and 4 in a row. Up, and away we go. Man, let me just open this up by saying a few things about the Brooklyn Nets. This has been one of the most disappointing seasons all time. This has been one of the most frustrating seasons of all time. It is what it is, though. If you're a Nets fan, you understand it's not few and far between. And what sucks is that I think we all got our hopes up. What sucks is that I think we all started to enjoy watching the Nets over the last couple years in the KD, Kyrie era, having superstars, having the attention, having the spotlight, having trips to the postseason, going to the playoffs and getting swept sucks. But like, at least we were there. At least we had teams that were in first place, second place, third. At least we were competitive. This Nets world has been built, a wise man once said. And it sucks to see them build up the fans and the arena and the culture just to fumble the bag with their superstars and let it all come crashing down. We went into the season thinking Jacques Vaughn and Ben Simmons were going to lead the way. We went into the season thinking Brooklyn Bridges, Mikal Bridges was a franchise player. We went into the season paying his boy Cam Johnson to be the Batman to his Robin. We went into this season thinking a bunch of different things about guys like Lonnie Walker, Dennis Smith Jr., Dorian Finney-Smith, Royce O'Neal. And yeah, all in all, the Nets suck. All in all, the Nets are not going to make the postseason. They're not going to even make the play-in, and they don't deserve to. They don't deserve to. When I look at the Brooklyn Nets as currently constructed, okay, they got a win last night, but they are a joke. They are a laughing stock in the NBA, and they're not worth a podcast. This franchise has fumbled the bag for everybody. It's not good for business. Anybody that does Nets content, anybody that does a Nets YouTube channel podcast, man, this year was a grind. This year was like, what's the point? Why even bother? And I think that's where we got. So I'll open up to Alex, and then we'll talk a little bit more about like this pod, where the pod has been the last month, where the pod is going. But I'll open it up to Alex to say what's up and give his thoughts on the Nets season, because this is the last episode we're doing for 2023-2024.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, this was a very disappointing season. First time we're not making a playoff since 17-18 season. And, you know, it's a good wrap-up session. I saw I don't know if we'll get to it, but Mikal Bridges last night addressed the crowd about how the season kind of sucked and that they'll be back next season. But those are just words. You know, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, it's just been kind of everyone says, oh, it's an up and down season. It's kind of like what we felt like when with Kyrie and KD, but this was kind of just a down season. And, you know, it's I don't know what the biggest problem isn't necessarily what happened this season. It's more so what to look forward to next season, really. Like, is Cam like the only couple of players that, you know, that made people watch the Nets this season were probably Cam Thomas in the last 10 games, Noah Clowney, who's been a nice spark for this team. But besides those two, not really much to say. Like you said, Mikal Bridges is supposed to be the guy, and he's kind of majorly dipped. Not kind of, he's majorly dipped past the All-Star game, only 16 points a game, and on bad shooting as well. So it's a bit down, but you know, the only good thing we can look forward to is the off season, and that's we have two games left against probably our two biggest rivals, the Knicks and the Sixers, and we'll see if we can end on a high. Right now, I mean, we're 32-50. I'm pretty, or no, 32-45 because we got two games left. So. Or did I say 45? 32-48. There we go. And yeah, I mean, I'll throw it back to you, Keith. If you saw anything, Mikal Bridges also just like tweeted something about with Josh Hart, and he's just kind of annoying me. Like Mikal Bridges, he's a good player on a really good team when he's like a role player, but he keeps on trying to talk to his boys back in Manhattan, you know, with Josh Hart saying, oh, I want to be teammates with you again. And now, like, going on to Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, come on, bro. He just put out a Chipotle ad. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's the one.
Like, what really, are we like, doing, he loves bro?
Chipotle. I don't know.
That's why the face Chipotle. Of the Brooklyn Nets franchise, right? That's who they wouldn't trade. That's who they wouldn't go and get picks for. This guy is talking about how many fresh ingredients does Chipotle use today? And that's what I'm talking about. This is a waste of time. The Brooklyn Nets are a joke. They're literally a joke. Everything is a joke around them. They're a laughing stock. And Mikal Bridges is looking like the Squidward meme every day, looking out the window as Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson or Squidward or are Patrick and SpongeBob having a great time. And he's over in Brooklyn looking out the window, wishing he was with his boys. That's what we have. That's what we've chosen. That's what Sean Marks has chosen, a pimp named Slickback. Good to see you. Says, is Sean Marks going to be held accountable for any of this? No, no. Somebody called into my radio show on WFAN and said, you know, what would you do, Keith? You don't want to talk about the Nets. You're upset about the Nets season. You're disappointed in the Nets. What would you do? I'm like, first things first, you get rid of Sean Marks. Guy's got nine lives. You don't get to mess up this many times. You don't get to make this many mistakes. You don't get to lose like this and keep your job. Nobody does in sports. Heads usually roll. So I expect Josiah to stay hidden. Where's he been at this whole season, right? How pissed off are you as a Nets fan to see how prominent he made himself when it was time to put a self-imposed ban on Kyrie, suspend Kyrie, how prominent he made himself to go back at Kevin Durant when Kevin Durant spoke on Sean Marks and spoke on Steve Nash. He made himself available to back his coach and his GM. Then where you at now? It's a mess. You had to fire your coach this year. Now you got to spend this offseason looking for the next coach. Now you got to try and convince somebody to sign here or make a trade and bring some stars in. It's whatever, man. The thing about the Nets, too, that I feel is like when you're trying to make a brand, and let's go back to the beginning of talking Nets, and this is something I've wanted to do for a while. I've been a Nets fan since I was a teenager, like 13, and I'm from New Jersey. The Nets used to play in New Jersey. When they left New Jersey, I boycotted them for a year. I wasn't rocking with them. I just saw Ian Eagle on Bad Weather Fans talking about how Brooklyn, you know, the Nets, when they came to Brooklyn, they tried to act like they were never in New Jersey. They tried to act like they were never in the Garden State. Like, let's erase all of that Brooklyn, or let's erase all that Brooklyn or New Jersey talk and just start Brooklyn. Brooklyn across the chest. Brooklyn chant. The B. Show the B everywhere. And it's like, all right. Not for nothing, just in the last 3 years, they started to embrace New Jersey a little bit more. But being a fan of this franchise, they have bounced around everywhere from the T-Neck Armory, Brendan Burns Arena, Continental Airlines Arena, Prudential Center, Barclays Center. They now have a home, but they're still the Nets. They're still the lousy, lowly Nets. And you know what? I had this conversation with someone making a parallel to the Mets because there's a lot of Nets fans. They're Jets fans, they're Mets fans, and they're Nets fans. I said, well, the difference between the Jets and the Mets have always been in Queens. The Jets actually moved, but their fans have been fans of the team forever. They have long-standing fan bases that have been passed down. The Nets don't have that. The Nets don't have a long-standing fan base, and it's hard to build a brand around the team because they're inconsistent. And they don't have the actual history. They tried to wash away their own history and tried to create a new. So what I'm saying here, man, with talking Nets, when I started working with John Boy, talking Nets was supposed to be myself and Bobby Skinner, who does talking Giants. Bobby Skinner was in Florida repping the Nets, and I was in Jersey. And I remember kind of pushing back saying, oh, this is going to be tough. This is going to be hard to do. We started the podcast right after, you know, the 2019 season. And I was down to take it on because there was talking Yanks, there was talking Giants, talking Knicks. And it gave me an opportunity to have a platform to talk Nets and build a space for Nets fans. And then obviously with KD, Kyrie, you had the star power. And we were able to do a lot of things. I'm thankful for talking Nets. I'm thankful for Hudson Flynn. Shout out to Hudson. He has grown up and found his career and his place. But, you know, we had some rocky times just trying to build Talking Nets inside of John Boy Media. It was always set up to fail. It was never supported. It was never expected to be anything. And for it to go this long, it's actually kind of crazy, right? It's mine now. I technically own it. I own the YouTube channel. There's over 1,700 subscribers on YouTube. It is monetized. We make a little bit of money off of it, like $100 every year off of ads and super chats. But it is now at the point where, like, you know, I just mentioned I work for John Boy. What do I do now? You guys that know me and have watched me grow through these last 4 years, 5 years, I'm on the radio at night. I have a kid now. I have a lot of different other opportunities now. I was doing this show when I was also doing an MLB Network show, which is crazy to think that, like, I was able to even keep this afloat. We're not able to service it, bro. We're not able to keep the Twitter account alive, the Instagram account alive, and that's okay. The team sucks. It's not worth really keeping it alive, and I don't have the bandwidth or time myself. So here we are. I think this season, everything crashed and burned for the team. Shout out to Alex as well, who was with us last year when I brought Robin Lundberg in to try and add another voice to me and Hudson. And Alex produced behind the scenes. Alex works at CBS Radio WFAN. So it made perfect sense to bring Alex in as the co-host. I saw a lot of goofies hating on Alex this year. And I appreciate Alex because, you know, it's a podcast, right? Think about the podcast era over the last few years. So many people have started podcasts and quit them 50 episodes in. This is episode 234. Right? Like, it's hard to build a podcast. It's hard to build a brand. Yeah. And it's especially hard to build around a Brooklyn Nets team that is, you know, up and down, not consistent, not a winner. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that, you know, you're absolutely correct. Because I, in 2019, I started a soccer podcast. Me and my cousin started one on our own. And we actually had great guests. We had a great guest in the soccer world. But then, you know, my cousin got a full-time job, 9 to 5, and I had to kind of do it on my own and do my own stuff and post on Instagram, but then that just couldn't, it wasn't growing enough, so I had to kind of stop it. I want to correct that.
This is not my job. This is not my job. This is a small part of my job. This is not how I feed my son. This is not how I pay for this third bedroom in my apartment. This is not how I pay for this equipment, these lights. Like, this is part of our job that we got written into our job. I brought Talking Nets from John Boy Media to Odyssey, which is the parent company of WFAN. We can't eat off this. We don't make enough money off of this. And it's now at the point where it's just like, grand closing. Like, my life will not change by not doing this podcast. My life will not be altered by not doing this podcast. So, like, that's the line that we gotta, like, actually, like, you know, separate the two. Like, I don't want anybody thinking that we do Talking Nets to get paid. We do Talking Nets because we're Nets fans. We do Talking Nets because it's part of our job, right? It's under our umbrella. We're not gonna get fired from our jobs by not doing Talking Nets. Like, we're not gonna. Nothing is going to change. So we do this for the people in the chat. And let's give some love to the people in the chat. You know, yeah, watching these last couple games, which I kind of really just stopped watching. But, like, good for Noah Clowney. But, like, what does that do for, I guess, for next year? You feel like you got a guy. Young Black says Sean Marks. It's Sean Marks that has to take the blame out of this. He made the team tiny, not small. Yeah, but, like, who's going to check him? Who's going to hold him accountable? Not Joe Tsai. At least we're not the Pistons and the Wizards, I guess. But we're right there next to them. We're right there next to them. And we're little brother in our own city. I host a radio show in New York City. The conversation is about the Knicks. Nobody cares to talk about the Nets. But, yo, appreciate y'all. Quest One, love always, bro. Like and subscribe. Here's another thing I'll say. My dream for this podcast was to get it to the point where we were in a studio. The podcast era has changed where these Zoom-type podcasts, these StreamYard podcasts, they're not breaking through. There are so many podcasts now where people are seated together. The pandemic's over, right? If Alex and I are doing Talking Nets, we should be in the same room, and we should have Brooklyn Nets players and influencers and fans and other people that cover the Nets from the Yes Network. We should have those people with us talking about the Nets. One, they're not worth talking about. Two, who is going to pay for it? I'm not paying for it. Odyssey's not paying for it. So at this point, man, this ship has sailed. If we, you know, we're in an alternate universe where Kevin Durant signed his extension and stayed with the Nets, it'd be different. If we were in an alternate universe where Joe Tsai actually signed Kyrie, it would be different. It's not worth it for anybody. Right now, I should be napping. I'll be on live with the New York Post in 30 minutes. Another thing, I went to spring training. So, you know, you guys know me from the Yankees world. Like, not for nothing, bro. Like, How did I even get with John Boy to make Talking Nets? I was already rising in the Yankee universe. I was someone that was already making content, doing podcasts in the Yankees world. And Talking Nets was something they just threw at the wall to see if it stuck. And it did, because of me, because of Hudson, because of you guys, the Nets fans that rocked with us. Shout out to the Glue guys. I haven't listened to their podcast in a long time, but they were a Nets podcast that I listened to, and they started when the Nets moved to Brooklyn. Shout out to Locked On Nets. I've been on the pod with those guys. They do a good job, and they've joked this year about it's the hardest job in sports to talk about the Nets twice a week. I forget, the Brooklyn Buzz, Nets Kingdom. I don't know if they do a podcast, but they do a YouTube show. Man, it's tough to do a podcast when the vibe is down, the energy is down, and you're not getting paid for it. Like, we're at the point with Talking Nets where you notice, like, I this is not my main thing. It's not even my – it's not top five things that I do, and the Nets just aren't good. So that's just where we are with it, man. And my dream could still happen, right? I don't know what the future holds. Maybe the Nets get rid of Ben Simmons. They buy him out. Don't think they're going to do that. Maybe they hire a prominent head coach. Maybe they're able to bring in a free agent, spark a trade, whatever, and this team looks different over the summer. And someone reaches out and says, hey, Keith, we want a fun Talking Nets. We got a studio. We got the lighting, the camera. We got the editors, right? That's all the things you need now to have a successful podcast. But we just want you to be the host. Man, when Talking Nets first started, I was editing the audio, video, uploading it. I was clipping the games. Hudson was live tweeting the games, putting out every dunk, every shot, every pass, every highlight. I was making original content for the Twitter and Instagram to grow the Instagram. Like, it was part of my job when I was working for John Boy Media full time. And not for nothing, when I was working with John Boy and those guys, it actually started a rift inside of that group because they wanted me to help more on the baseball stuff. And I'm like, no, we started Talking Nets. My face and my name is on this brand. I got to service this brand that you guys decided. Like, Talking Nets was not my idea. I didn't wake up one day and say, hey, we should have a Nets podcast back in 2019. It just got bestowed upon me, and I've ran with it this far. And I just feel like now is the time where it's probably going to end. The team sucks. The franchise sucks. The people going to the arena or people going on group deals or people that can't afford to go to the Garden that don't really care as much about the team. The Barclays Center is taken over by other fan bases. They don't know which way is up or down. They think Mikal Bridges is the face of the franchise. They believe that Ben Simmons still has something left. Just making the trade for Ben Simmons is a joke. They're a joke. So I'm just going to probably close this. I guess you can say you giving up too. Yeah, I'm giving up on Talking Nets because I don't have to service it. Like, what's the point of showing up to do the podcast twice a week? I have a family, I have priorities, I have things that I get paid to do. I don't get paid to do this. It's just the end. And you'll learn. This is a good lesson for you young people. I don't know who Hotline Bling is. For all I know, he could be a 15-year-old. Nets Kingdom and now Talking Nets. Yeah, because you know what? Shout out to the guys from Nets Kingdom. They have real lives and real jobs that probably aren't this, where it's about priorities, right? Let me make myself bigger on the screen so we can have some real talk. It's about priorities, yo. It's about what pays the bills. The Brooklyn Nets fumbled the bag for everybody this year. The Brooklyn Nets not being successful made all of the podcasts less successful. The Brooklyn Nets not fielding a good team hurt everybody that covers the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not hurting. I'm blessed. I'm living my dream. I'm on the radio at 7 p.m. tonight, and my bosses do not ask me about talking Nets ever. They're not gonna. As long as I'm prepared to talk about the New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the New York Knicks, the New York Islanders, Rangers. Today, I'll probably talk about O.J. Simpson passing, Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to ask me to talk about the Raptors game last night. So what I'm saying is, you know, you guys might feel like we're giving up or, you know, whatever. But no, it's just the reality of life. Anybody in the chat that started a podcast can tell you how hard it is to build a podcast. Anybody that started an online brand can tell you how hard it is to do that. And what I will say is this did not fail. Against all odds, this succeeded. Against all odds, this podcast had 234 episodes, amassed a bunch of downloads, followers, and like me personally, I'm thankful for it because it built my personal brand. I was sitting behind home plate in Yankee Stadium two nights ago and somebody turned around to me and they said, "Why are you a Nets fan?" Complete stranger, right? Was aware of me from Brooklyn Nets stuff. I'm still going to be a Nets fan. I'm still probably going to go to Nets games when they get right. But as far as taking time out of my personal life and my professional life to do the podcast, it's foolish. I'm not a kid. I'm a grown man, homie. And like, not for nothing, like I'm doing well in my profession, my career. We got to close talking Nets. The Nets are not worth doing a podcast and grinding. And like, trust me, I've grinded for this podcast. I've put in a lot of time and effort for this podcast. And now is not the time to continue to do that. So, man, maybe you can apply some of that to your own life. Maybe you're doing something that's a waste of time. Maybe you're doing something that's futile. Maybe you think you're going to be a rapper. Maybe you keep putting out mixtapes. Maybe you keep going to open mics and it's not connected. Bro, just go get a job. Just go get a regular job and grind at that job and save your money and move up and be successful that way. This has been a dream, right? To do a podcast about the Brooklyn Nets, be successful, be recognized. Yes Network did a whole special feature on us. We've been written up in the New York Times. The run is over. The run is over for the Brooklyn Nets. They're in a rebuild mode, and nobody wants to listen to a podcast about a rebuilding Brooklyn Nets. And me, myself, I'm getting pulled in so many different directions to do things. I don't have the time to be doing a Nets podcast, and I'm not mad about it. I'm actually like really happy about it. I feel bad for the people that like rock with us and that are in the chat that pull up and want to listen to this show. But you know what? We're not the first show to close. And like I said, the last 3 years, right? I remember doing this in my apartment where I had more of the like closet space and it was just me. Like some of y'all forget, I was doing the podcast by myself, dolo, like only host, keeping it afloat, keeping it alive. Last year with Hudson and Robin, we signed off saying this would be the last one. And then Alex stepped up to host it this year. So I'm saying this is the last episode. I'm saying that Talking Nets is over and that it's ending. But somebody could literally hear this and say, no, we don't want it to end. We want to fund it. We want to give you a host. We want to give you a studio. We want to give you some editors and just keep rocking with it. Like, not for nothing. When Talking Nets started, I was relatively unknown. And I can't say that I'm unknown now. I'm blessed. I just came from an event in Patterson at Hinchcliffe Stadium. And it blows my mind how many people just come up and say, yo, I listened to you on the radio. And I got to the radio partially, I think at least a little bit, because I had over 100 episodes talking about the Brooklyn Nets. And the Brooklyn Nets, you can hear on WFAN every night. So they brought in somebody who was a Yankees fan, Nets fan, and could talk about the teams whose games are played on the station. It worked out for me. So if I leverage Talking Nets into my full-time job, which is to be a radio host on New York Sports WFAN, the greatest sports talk station in the world, I won. And I appreciate y'all for giving me the opportunity and listening and all that. But like I said, man, in closing with this, the Nets are not good. The franchise sucks. And doing a podcast is not worth it for myself, for Alex. We can't service it. And this is the end. Don't be sad for me. Don't be sad for yourselves. All things must come to an end. That's something I had to learn young, man. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is temporary. And so this episode, NETS, now end the season and show. If this is the last episode of Talking Nets, thank you guys. I appreciate it. I had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. I've connected with a lot of Nets fans. I've met people at the arena. I've met people on the street. And people have lifted me up and elevated me up to where I am now. And I don't get to where I am now without doing tons of work on Talking Nets and talking to the Nets fans during the run that we had when KD and Kyrie signed in the summer of 2019. Fast forward now, we're heading to the summer of 2024. That's a 5-year run. That's a 5-year run doing a podcast that people told me there are no Nets fans. There's no such thing as Nets fans. There's only 10 Nets fans. Nobody's going to listen to that podcast. Nobody's going to care about that. Well, we proved them wrong. This Nets world has been built. And, yeah, I appreciate everybody. Shout out to my boy Cook Carter, somebody I met through just going to Nets games, being in the block, the Brooklyn Brigade. There's a bunch of people in here that I've seen in real life. And I'm not dying. I'll be on the radio tonight. I'll be at Yankee Stadium. And you know what? I've learned too, man, keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing for me is being a Yankee fan. The main thing for me is talking about the Yankees. And the Yankees are a completely different brand than the Brooklyn Nets. It's been real. It's been fun. But most likely, talking Nets is done. Alex, you got anything else as we hit the 30-minute mark? I wanted to at least just get 30 minutes in.
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of crazy how, like, even like when we met first, like, I wasn't even on the fan, and I was just a fan myself, and then I just, you know, worked to get into the fan and on the network side as well. But I mean, I'm just basing off the Nets, you know, it just kind of, I hope people understand why, because, you know, this team, I saw a comment earlier saying that this year is an anomaly. We're not generally this bad. It's like, the thing is, we got KD and Kyrie based off free agency, whereas, like, you know, the whole franchise in terms of ownership and in terms of players, just regular seasons where, or even the front office, they're just generally bad. Like, even before Sean Marks, we had Billy King, and he was even worse. And, you know, back before Billy King, we were the New Jersey Nets that went 12-70. Like, I don't think this is an anomaly. I mean, I'm just going to I have here, like, the last time we missed the playoffs was the 17. It's kind of crazy, like, too, because, like the way I met Keith, because I was a Nets fan, and there weren't many podcasts that from the Nets, and Talk Nets was the first one I sort of stumbled into. And now look, this is our last episode in a bad season. We'll have over 100 live viewers, which is crazy. And like, we usually don't have that. We have like,
and I didn't even retweet this from my account or the Talking Nets account. That's just people stumbling upon this, and that's cool, bro. Like,
yeah. And I mean, like, the last time we didn't make the playoffs was a 17-18 season, and it just shows you how much of a disappointment. Like, I'm about to drop like a Jose Mourinho heritage thing where, but I'm just going to name, just to rattle off a few names from that bat. That team had no expectations. We were a 28 win team that season. Quincy Acey, Trevor Booker, Alan Crabb, Dante Cunningham, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Sean Kilpatrick, Timofey Mozgov, Jahlil Okafor. See where they play, how they play, if they play. They don't play anymore. And you just, like, the only players from that squad that are still part of the NBA are Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, D'Angelo Russell, and Spencer Dinwiddie. I mean, you could count Joe Harris, I guess, but he barely played this season. So it just kind of shows you that we have sort of some people that are part of this organization that cannot even, that can't save themselves without any superstars, which is what KD and Kyrie, and for the time being, James Harden did. So, I mean, I can go on and on about how we should have gotten Ime Udoka and stuff like that, but it's in the past. And
right now, somebody is writing a book. Somebody's doing a documentary of 30 for 30 on what the Brooklyn Nets were these last couple years. And there were a lot of mistakes made, and they let the fans down. But this ain't the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth time they've let the fans down. So I got to get on a Zoom call with the New York Post in 15 minutes. So I got to get some water and some food and then switch around. But, yo, I know we were not doing the pod for like a month. The Nets had a little like 2-3-game win streak, and we thought that they might possibly make a run. But like I said, life is real. Like, work is real. This is not work for us. This is something we did on the side as, like, I won't even say a passion project, but like something we did with our jobs and something we did for the fans. And it's about to cease to exist, and that's perfectly fine. You can find me on Twitter. You can find Alex on Twitter. Alex sometimes produces my radio show at WFAN. If the Nets get back to playing good basketball, you will hear me talking about them on WFAN, which reaches way more people than this podcast possibly could. But, yeah, I don't have the time to service a Brooklyn Nets podcast twice a week, and that's okay. That's okay. This season was not what we expected, not what we wanted, and this is probably the last season of talking Nets unless somebody comes in and says, hey, we want to pick it up. We want to give you what you need to keep it going. And I say, all right, let's talk business. Let's figure it out. But, hey, that's all I got for Alex, myself, man Hudson Flynn, Robin Lumberg, all of the guests that we had from Iron Eagle, our first guest on like episode 36, to my boy Spen, who did the last episode, I think 233, who does Fireside Nets. And I don't even know if he's still doing the Fireside Nets podcast with his brother. Like, that podcast, I think, died. All of the Nets podcasts died because the Nets have died. Blame the Brooklyn Nets. If the Nets were better, it would be better for all of us. We had a nice little run, but that's all. All right. Yeah, that's it. I'll see what happens with this channel. Maybe I'll just turn this channel into an all in, like, I won't even tell you the ideas that I have with this channel. This channel is monetized. This channel has over 1,000 subscribers. I could turn this into a sports channel. I could turn this into an NBA channel. I could turn this into a channel where I use my connections and network with people in the industry and show up and actually have real interviews and content and things that look like the podcast world looks now. So, man, appreciate y'all. That's all I really wanted to say, is that I appreciate everybody. Big fan Breezy. going crazy. I'm going to follow you on WFAN. You should, bro. You should. Like, not WFAN is my job. Like, I just, they gave me these, man. I just did a meet and greet in Times Square with Paul O'Neill and Cecil Fielder. We will never have a WFAN meet and greet with like Kerry Kittles and Vince Carter and Keith McPherson. It's just not that kind of brand. And like, something else I'll say, the Nets have never sent a player to be on my show. They've never sent a coach to be on my show. Every other team in New York, they send. I've talked to multiple New York Giants. I've talked to New York Yankees, obviously. I've talked to Mets, former Mets. I've talked to New Jersey Devils. The Brooklyn Nets organization, they don't do it right. And I feel bad for the fans. But, hey, I always say stay down till you come up. Let's go, Nets. Let's go, Nets. That's the end of the show. This might be the last show ever. Oh, don't say it's the last show ever. It's perfectly fine. Nobody's dying. This show is going to die. And we won't be the last one. A lot of the Brooklyn Nets shows are going to cease to exist. That's all. Let's go, Nets. Let's go, Nets. Brooklyn.